Look, the reason globalists treat people like sheeple is because that's the way most people behave. They behave like sheeple. They want the government to tell them how to act. They want the media to tell them what to believe. They want the food giants to tell them what to eat. And they never think outside the box. They never think for themselves. They're not curious about anything. They're basically functioning as NPCs, non-player characters, or biological robots. And so that's the way they get treated by the globalists. This is why the globalists are pushing depopulation. It's got nothing to do with the planet's carrying capacity or climate change or anything of the kind. It's really that the globalists just want to get rid of billions of sheeple. And you got to admit that the sheeple themselves aren't doing a very convincing job of demonstrating that they deserve to represent the future of the human race. I mean, the globalists are just, in their point of view, they're just taking out the trash. They're just cleaning up the planet. Now, I disagree with that. I believe that all lives have value. This is why I'm fighting against depopulation and against globalism. I fight in favor of human rights. But I'm trying to explain how the globalists think. Like I said, from their point of view, they're just taking out the trash. They're just actually cleaning up the planet by depopulating it. Now, that philosophy has a lot in common with, of course, eugenics, something that was not only pushed by Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, but that was borrowed from the West, by the way. Adolf Hitler learned about eugenics from Western cultural leaders who were pushing this idea, along with, you know, forced castrations of the mentally ill and so on, back in the 1920s and 30s. The origins of the Holocaust, you could say, really are found in the United States, because it was the U.S. leaders that believed that they were better than everybody else, you know, they of their certain membership group, and that other people were just animals to be slaughtered and exterminated at will. And that's exactly, by the way, what Zionists believe today. That's what Israel believes. That's what apartheid believed in South Africa. The extermination of the blacks in South Africa, that was a campaign carried out by the mostly white people in power who saw themselves as essentially the chosen ones, which is what Zionists think also. And yeah, Zionism has a lot in common with apartheid. It's almost the exact same philosophy. It's a philosophy of exterminating everybody else by declaring them to be subhuman animals. But this philosophy has driven a lot of policies across many nations over the last, let's say, 200 years, and it is very much alive and well today. Except guess who's being targeted today in America? White people. So white people are depicted as subhuman in every TV show, in every movie. Usually a white male is depicted as a bumbling, useless idiot. He has to be rescued either by a white female or ordered around typically by a black female. And the smaller the female, the more powerful she is, by the way, the more she can beat up everybody. And it's okay to have a hero as a black man, or maybe a Middle Eastern looking man, or a Hispanic looking man, but never okay to have a white man as a hero anymore in the movies. So that's why white men are vanishing from those roles, because it's all about denigrating white people at this point as a run-up to the cultural attempt to exterminate white people in America. Now, Tyson Foods just laid off, I think, 1,200 workers. Forgot what state it was, maybe Ohio. And then they announced that they're going to hire something like 52,000 illegal immigrant workers, or they said asylum seekers, in New York State. So Tyson Foods is replacing Americans, some of them being white, probably some of them Hispanic Americans, some of them black Americans and so on, but Americans nonetheless, they're being replaced by the new illegals. And it's corporations like Tyson Foods that are achieving that. And this isn't even a secret anymore. It's amazing. They can just say publicly, we want to hire 52,000 illegal aliens and have them work in the state of New York. And the federal government's like, oh, that no problem. The state of New York, no problem. Even though it's blatantly illegal for them to do that, they will never be prosecuted, because it's all part of the agenda to replace Americans, and especially to replace white Americans. That's what's happening today. This is a run-up to another kind of Holocaust. And you're seeing it tested by Israel against Gaza. The way they treat the Palestinians right now is the way they're going to treat you in the near future. The globalists have no tolerance for people who can think for themselves. And that's why they consider most people to be sheeple. And again, like I said up front, the masses of oblivious Americans are not doing a good job proving that they're not oblivious sheeple. I mean, think about some of the people that you know or that you've interacted with, or people who took the jabs and wore the masks, some people still wearing masks. I mean, how do you argue that they're smart enough to represent the future of the human race if they're dumb enough to keep committing vaccine suicide and wearing masks in 2024? Not exactly qualified to represent humanity. You see what I mean? And the globalists know, by the way, that the whole vaccine injection campaign was, it was an IQ test. It was a global IQ test to see who's dumb enough to kill themselves. And we have the answer. Over half the world population is dumb enough to kill themselves. Was it like 5 billion people took the vaccines? Now, it's not that many that have continued to take the vaccines, and a lot of people did take one or two jabs, and then they realized what was going on, and they backed off. And that, for the most part, most of those people will be okay. But there's this group that continues to keep taking jabs, and that group, by the way, is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller because they keep dying. And it's hard to argue that that group is worthy of, you know, being saved from vaccines. If you're dumb enough to keep taking the jabs, probably too stupid to be human. So there is sort of a dynamic here where people are sorting themselves out, kind of a global Darwin Award effect going on here that is a little bit horrifying to watch. But there are also billions of people who are unprepared for the collapse that's coming. They're not prepared for the collapse of the power grid, the collapse of the banking system. They don't have any gold. They don't have any real money. They don't have any assets. They don't have firearms to protect themselves when the machete-wielding zombies are let loose across America. Look, there's a whole group of people who are anti-preppers who are going to be dead coming very soon. And some of those people also took the jab, too. Like, that's like a double death wish, like taking jabs and not being prepared in 2024. That's crazy. Like double suicide. That's why you've heard me say before that much of humanity is a suicide cult. Now you're seeing it actually demonstrated every single day. So get prepared, folks. Stay informed. Stay tuned. You can hear more of my podcasts and I think really outstanding interviews with some amazing people at brighteon.com. And you can also read my articles and transcripts at naturalnews.com. You can catch my social media posts at brighteon.social and check out our new AI project at brighteon.ai. It will be the world's first non-woke AI focused on nutrition, natural health, off-grid living, preparedness, and much more, released for free. You can download it and run it locally for free. Coming soon. Just check it out at brighteon.ai and join the email list there if you'd like to receive an announcement when it's ready. Thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com to keep supporting us. And get ready. It's going to get interesting. Take care. Springtime is here, and we have special spring detox bundles now for you to help you save a bundle at healthrangerstore.com. And the first bundle that's in stock available right now, I've got it on my desk here. It's a combination of non-GMO vitamin C, N-acetylcysteine, our 5G defense product, which helps your body deal with, peroxynitrite production. That happens upon exposure to 5G radiation. We've got Turmeric Gold Plus, which has ginger and black pepper in it, as well as our nascent iodine. This all helps naturally support your body's natural detox capabilities. And if you bought these separately, they would be a lot more expensive than the special price that we have at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there and search for Spring Detox Support Bundle, and you'll see this bundle right here available at this special price, which is a significant discount off of purchasing these separately. We also have two other bundles available at healthrangerstore.com. The first is a nutrients blend bundle here that has the microalgae superfood blend here, along with our beet juice, again, all organic and all laboratory tested, along with our garden harvest blend. So this is a combination of fruits and vegetables loaded with phytonutrition, plus the microalgae that, again, available at a special price
a lot less expensive than buying them separately. And then we have one more bundle here, which is called the Super Greens Bundle. And this has our greens plus superfoods mix, our broccoli sprouts, and also our Radiance blend. Those three together, absolutely loaded with phytonutrition. Again, non-GMO, certified USDA organic, plus laboratory tested on top of that. Plus, of course, we do microbiology testing on all these products as well. We test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, and we also do glyphosate testing on top of that. We do more testing than anybody else in this industry on our entire product line. So if you get it at healthrangerstore.com, you can be sure it has been heavily scrutinized, even for heavy metals. So we test for lead, arsenic, cadmium, mercury, and other toxic elements as well, making sure that you get the cleanest and most nutritive foods, superfoods, and supplements that are available anywhere in the world. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take advantage of these spring detox bundles. They're good only while supplies last or through the end of March 2024. And right now we've got supply of all of these. I don't know how long it will last. The supply chain is always a little dicey from time to time. At the moment, we're looking pretty good. So hopefully you can get your hands on these or as much as you need. Thank you for your support. HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.